Let's see, and your race is what?
Well, they got two names for it. They got the nigger race and then the black race. It doesn't change it now to the black race.
that's an interesting question. I was waiting to get through that. I noticed that mostly you said colored, which is what people said when I was growing up. Now mostly they say black.
Well, that was intelligent people to say colored. And those people's not intelligent, they'd say nigger, negro. Well, they got to a place that said negro a lot. That's a proper way, see, of putting it. Mm-hmm. But I read where, when they was captain, these slaves, I mean, as a part of it, but anyway, they was loaded in the Niagara River on a big barge. What happened there, one man had rum, and he would swap, he had syrup, he'd swap his syrup for the rum, to the man that made the rum. And he'd taken this rum and could put all those Africans on that ship and tell them he was giving them a pot and got them all drunk. And when they knew the thing, they was out at sea, come out in the Niagara River, and then they called them Niagara from then on. Now that's much as I've read. You can find that somewhere. I can't tell you right now where to find. But now that's really what was true. All right, then they didn't know where it was. Some of them jumped off and drowned. Didn't make no difference. Didn't care no more about us than they did apply. And so what they was doing, they was making money by bringing them over here and selling them as slaves. Mm-hmm. See, our people used to be great big peoples. I remember when these men was great big men. I don't know how come I'm small, because I come along then, but these great big old men, just big giant men. But now that's actually what happened. And I tell you, I got into a real confusion out in a training school when I first come out of service. It was a white man out there, and he was telling them that they was going to have a band, and the only Negro band in this district. They had districts. So one of the old senior citizens begged me to come out there. So I went on out there, you know. Me and my cousin. So this guy got up speaking about the Negro band. Everybody was second or third word, he'd say you Negro. He done this like I'd been used to for 2 or 3 years. When he got ready to sit down, he said, "Is there any questions?" So I asked my cousin, I said, "Get up and ask him who he's referring to whenever he says Negro." So I said, "No, you don't." I got up, I said, "Sir, I says, I want to know who you are referring to when you say Negro." And I said, "I'll make it better than that. This little kid here behind me wants to know. I think I already know." Man didn't move. So the principal of the school, he got up and called the five races, and the Caucasian, and the red race, and the black race, and so on. And then he went to talking about the band, and I flew hot then. I jumped up. And I said, "Mister, I asked you a question. And that man has talked all off of it. And I demand that you give me an answer." So it was two ladies got up, my friends, one stayed, well, both of them stayed right up on the next block up there. They got up, "Mr. Stone, Mr." I said, "Mr. Hell, don't hold me." I said, "Well, just going to the orphan cool." I said, "No, I'm not going to the orphan cool off. I'm going home, and I'm going to sit here and let that damn white man call me a nigger. And I got on American uniform. It ain't no such thing as a nigger." So I went on out, got in my car, and drove on uptown to the police, and I asked him. I told him just the same thing I told you. He says, "Well," says, "I tell you, it's wrong." See, if you said colored, what would you have said? I said, "Wouldn't have said nothing, would you? Wouldn't have." Wouldn't have thought about it. And he said, "Well," I said, "my name is Champion." So supposing your name was Champion, that if some incident happened and it was you, they'd say the nigger Champion, which is wrong.